here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello, and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I certainly do appreciate you letting me come to your homes this morning on the second Sunday of Advent. Brother Dane Olson will be lighting our second candle today, and we certainly do appreciate him. And also his brother Darrell Olson will be sending out songs in just a little bit. But this is the whole month we're going to be doing remembrance and remembering our loved ones, remembering those who have gone on. And maybe you have a special loved one you'd like to remember, then you just let me know. But let's go right now and get into a song, and I'm going to come back in just a minute and tell you how not only that you can hear this broadcast today, but also your loved ones. Maybe there's someone that is away from home, maybe the military person or something like that. But anyhow, we're going to tell you exactly how that they can get this broadcast also and hear the same thing that you're hearing this morning. But right now, let's begin our broadcast by doing this beautiful song here.
Been rough, but someday I will walk on streets of pure gold. And the closer I get, the more I want to talk about the streets.
Sunday today on this second day of Advent. Let's remember Bobby and Alicia and also Cindy Coulter. And we want to do a song for Miss Vina Young in remembrance of Doc Young. That's Alicia's father and also Vina Young's husband, Doc Young, a friend of ours who passed away several years back. And also let's remember Adeline and Fred Butler. And they want to remember Louise and James Ellison. And they want to remember her mom and dad, Cy and May Abbott. We were blessed to pastor these people until the Lord seemed fit to take them away, and today we'd like to remember them. And also let's remember Lucille Amos and all the Amos family. Also our old friend, Brother Louis Amos. My, what a great friend he was. And called me every day when I was sick in the hospital and at home. Never missed a morning. He called me and we'll know how he's feeling. I certainly do appreciate this family. Hope that Lucille's doing real well. Then also, let's remember Sharon and Steve Ellison. And let's remember her mother, Sharon's mother. And then also remember her father who passed away, Bill Knight, a great friend of ours. And we had his service there while we were pastoring him. We think very often about Bill, and we certainly appreciate him. He was a great listener of ours here on the radio broadcast. Also, let's remember Catherine Mettis and her husband, Brady Mettis, who passed away several years back. By the way, he has been a great friend of ours down through the years, and we certainly appreciate her. And then let's also remember Pap Shoemate today. All of the Shoemate family, never will forget how that Brother Pap would always say, "Much obliged." I mean, he was a great gentleman, and we certainly appreciate him. So remember the Shoemate family. Mark, hope you're doing real well. Then Margaret Higginbottom, we'll remember her today and also do a song especially for her husband who has passed away, Brother Bud Higginbottom. As I stood beside the bedside of the one I love so dear, my sorrow was lifted by words that I still hear. Her hands, they make a gesture. Her voice was so very weak. She motioned me closer, then she starts to speak. "Oh, I want you to miss me, in a way, I suppose. But just don't worry, that time comes and goes. We'll have a great reunion, and oh, what a thrill. When we cross that final homecoming, just beyond that last hill. Let the hand of death beckon. Why, I'm not afraid. The victory is mine over death and the grave. I've lived for the Master. I've walked in His will. I'm ready to meet Him just beyond the last hill. I've served Him with patience, like He told me to do. And in spite of all my trials, I've always been true. Now it's just about over, and I know it's His will. And I can see the last sunset just beyond the last hill. But that last hill is nothing with the Lord by my side. Just a few steps together, then my soul will take its flight. Already the angels are circling my bed, and the great light is shining just over my head. And I sense the death angel, but I have no fear. For music from heaven already I hear. So don't weep for me, dear children, when my body lies still. For heaven is just yonder, just beyond the last hill. Now who's that coming to meet me in a robe white as snow? Why, I think it's Jesus, and I'm so anxious to go. There's a voice sweetly calling, and I bend to His will. Now the sun's going down, just beyond the last hill. Now, what's that He's saying? Oh, could I be insane? Why, He's holding a crown, and He's calling my name. Oh, my heart leaps with gladness. My soul does it thrill. For I've made my last journey. I've climbed my last hill. I said when I came on the broadcast today that you would be able to let your loved ones know, even regardless of where they're at, if they tune this broadcast in through the website. We have a webpage ministry, and our service is Brother Dana Olson. I've said that many times, but I appreciate he and also Daryl Olson out in Arizona, and they kind of keep our webpage going. And each service that we put on the radio, then they put it into the internet ministry. And all you need to know is let your loved ones know that this remembrance is being done on this broadcast. And then go into our webpage, which is stbi.org. And then when they dot that in, then you will be able to go down the list and date in the or dot in the broadcast day that it was done. And you will hear the same broadcast. And so maybe you'd like to let your loved ones know. Maybe you have a military person, like I said. Maybe someone who is out of the country or out of the area that does not hear our broadcast. So I just thought I'd pass that along to you, that you can call them or write them and tell them to pull us up on the web page, and then they will hear the same broadcast. Let's also remember today Martha's father, John Ball, in the Braves broadcast. Tom and Ellen Johnson, been thinking a lot about them. Also his dad, Mr. Ballingy, and also Ed and Mary Jo. Ed, hope you're doing real well. Haven't seen you for a while, but we hope that you and Mary Jo are having a great and wonderful Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. And also Patty and Barry Harper. And we want to do a song today for an old friend of ours, and also kin people to Patty, and that's an old friend of ours, Eula Broyles, who passed away. I was in Linside. I pastored there for 10 years, and then we buried Eula the last year I was there, and great friend of ours. And then she has a sister, Margie, who is down in Charlotte, and some of the family, if you just pick up the phone and call them, I know that her daughters can pull us up on the website ministry and pull that out. So we certainly do appreciate Patty and also Barry Harper, and we want to do a song in special memory of Eula Broyles. Also Libby Clark, and want to do a song for her father who passed away, and that's Ed Dixon. My, what a great friend he was. I have that tape that he did, The Preacher and the Bear, and maybe one of these Sunday mornings I'll get it on for you. But let's go right back now. Before we go any farther, we'll do another song for you, and I'll be back with some more requests. This is the second day of Advent, and we are worshiping the Lord today on this Christmas season.
A country where no twilight shadows deep, an ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne around the crystal sea? What heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus before whose image other lives all flee, and when they crown him Lord of all the earth, for this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we crystal sea, to greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. Oh, this is what heaven means to me.
Let's also remember here on this Christmas season my father and my brother who passed away Earl H. Sr. and also Earl L. Jr. And we certainly do miss them. Well, I'm just looking forward to the time that we can be united once again. And on this Christmas season, I know that my mother, her heart is very heavy, so you pray for her. Mom's turned 91 now, and she's not in the best of health either. So remember my mother when you pray. And also Juanita Martin. Juanita, thinking about our old friend, Brother Virgil Martin. I often think about he and I, how we preach together, work together. We had some great times in the Lord together. Juanita, we're thinking about you, and we want to do a song especially for Virgil Martin. And also Calvin and Delphi and Lemon, and we certainly wish them a great and a prosperous Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And also Thomas Goodwin over in Lewisburg, and also Woodson Cox over at White Sulphur Springs. And then the Sunrise Chapel Church. Really appreciate the folks over that away, my good friend Junior Duncan and his wife, and also her mother who passed away all at one time in a car wreck. I was to do a revival for them, but Junior, he stepped in and took up the slack and preached for me the last night. Then he left the church and was killed in a car wreck, he and his wife and also his mother. So we're thinking about those folks today. And then also Anna and David Cole, we really do appreciate them. And let's do another song, and I'll be right back in just a moment. We are making requests. We're going to be doing this all this month. We're going to be making requests of the loved ones who have gone on, or maybe you have a special birthday or an anniversary or whatever you might have. You see, this is your broadcast. I do the ministry here on the broadcast, but without you, it'd be impossible. So if you have a loved one that you'd like for me to remember this Christmas season, and you'd like to send them out a song, or if they haven't deceased, but you just want to remember them, if you'll just get me their name, I'll be more than glad to do that. All right? Let's go right back now and do another song, and I'll be back with more requests.
One morning they led Jesus up a mountain where they nailed him to a rugged dogwood tree. "It is finished," Jesus cried, "and ever since I've been satisfied." He said, "You ain't seen the last of me, 'cause it's gonna be a wake up. Get up, get out of my way. It's gonna be a nice ride. Goodbye. Death can't make me stay. Then it's gonna be a farewell. All you said well, 'cause I'm headed for the land of the free. And you ain't seen the last of me." Should your loved ones ever gather round your bedside, hear the doctor say, "My life's about to flee." Oh, but there's a Christian in the crowd. Well, they probably have no doubt. Oh, you ain't seen the last of me. Well, it's gonna be a wake up, a get up, a day, get out of my way. It's gonna be a goodbye, a nice try. Death can't make me stay. Then it's gonna be a farewell. All you said well, all's ahead for the land of the free. Yeah.
Let me tell you once again what we are doing. We are doing this month, the month of Christmas month, request. We know that it's a heavy-hearted time for a lot of people. We've lost our loved ones. A lot has happened to our nation, the people of New York, the people overseas, and it seemed like a time of violence, and it's, Christmas is just following this time, and maybe we need this. Maybe God just kind of brought the Christmas season on like he did so that we can once again remember just how blessed we are. And that's what we're doing. We're remembering those who have passed on, or if you have a loved one or someone you want to remember on the broadcast this month, we're going to be calling it Christmas Request Time, and we'll be sending out songs in their memory. And then also on the internet, if you'd like to pull us up on stbi.org, and maybe call a loved one or write them and tell them if they have access to the internet and they can pull us up on Real Play there and they can hear the same broadcast that you're hearing. And maybe they have a grandmother or father or mother or something that they'd like to know that we're sending that out a song, then I think it'd be very good, okay? Also, let's remember today Frank Bradley and also his wife Bonnie and Evelyn and Bob Guy. We want to do a song for an old friend of mine, Rosie Bradley. It's really hard to believe that Rosie's gone, but we love this lady. And my, we just shared so many good times together, and we certainly appreciate her and her family. But the Lord saw fit to take her home. So she's sadly missed by all the folks around that area. And a lot of people knew Rosie. She had a whole lot of kinfolk, and I want to remember all of them today in the broadcast. And also, I want to do a very special request. Elizabeth Loreen Olson, who passed away in 1988, and Daryl said she loved to be called by the name Betty Lou. Now, I hope I'm saying that right, Daryl. Betty Lou. It's B-E-T-T-E Lou, and we certainly do appreciate Daryl. Now, he's been a great friend of ours. Never met this man, only through internet ministry. But he's our server out there in Arizona, and his brother Dana Olson here in West Virginia. And my, aren't they doing a great and marvelous job? Then also, Daryl does a great work for the Lord out there in his church and congregation. And who knows, he's invited me to be out that way, and maybe I'll just get out that way one of these days and meet him and be with him in his worship service. So we want to send that out to Elizabeth Loreen Olson, who passed away in 1988, sadly missed by her son Dana, Daryl, and also the dead. So we want to especially remember her. Also, let's remember William and Teeny Broyles. And as I said a while ago, Teeny, if you're hearing the broadcast and you'd like to give Margie a call, tell her we're thinking about her. And we did a song just especially for Eula Broyles, okay? Let's go back and do one more song.
If I surveyed all his goodness that comes to me from above, and I could count all of the blessings from out the storehouse of his love, I'd simply ask for one favor of him beyond mortal kin. I'm sure he'd grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you someday. All of our troubles and our heartaches have truly vanished away. There we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we've been longing to see, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans now, you see. But come the morning of that rapture, together we're gonna stand anew. And then I'll stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some bad day. Our troubles, all our heartaches have truly vanished away. There we'll enjoy all the beauty where all things troubles, all of your heartaches have truly vanished away. There will enjoy all its beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
I want to do this poem called "'Twas the Night Before Jesus Came." Gave to me by Becky Lilly last Sunday morning in church, and also remember her and Charles in the broadcast today. "'Twas the night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one in the house. Their Bibles were laid on the shelf without care, in hopes that Jesus would not come there. The children were dressing to crawl into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their heads. And Mom in her rocker, with a baby on her lap, was watching the late show while Dad took a nap. When out in the east there arose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. I tore open the shutter, I threw back the sash. When to my wondering eyes should appear, but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth bright ray, I knew in a moment that this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning just as he'd said. And though I possess worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. In the book of life he holds in his hand was written the names of those who were saved. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, 'It's not here,' my head hung in shame. The people whose names have been written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose with a sound, while the rest left just standing all around. I fell to my knees, but now it's too late. I had waited too long and thus sealed my fate. I stood and I cried as he rose out of sight. Oh, if I'd only been ready, I'd been ready tonight." In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life here, and when it comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible is true after all. Well, I trust today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We will be doing more requests next Sunday. If you would like to, drop me a card or letter and let me know a name or someone that you'd like to remember. Someone who has passed on, or maybe a loved one that you just like to remember right now, we'd be more than glad to get it on there. Then also, we mentioned the website ministry many times today, but we're real excited about that because this is a way that many people, not only in our listening audience, but, clear across the United States, people can pick up on the broadcast, and your loved ones can tune in and hear exactly what you're hearing on stbi.org. That's all you need to do is go into the internet and then type those letters in, stbi.org, and that will take you to our webpage ministry, and then you can follow that. We have many sermons in there and songs, and, well, you just have to kind of explore that and find out what's going on. Will you write to me this week? We certainly do need to hear from you on this Christmas season, and I know that it's Christmas, and I know that there'll be a lot of spending, but the broadcast is very important, and we certainly do appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. So sit down this month if you possibly can and help us. We'll be facing a brand new year in just a few more weeks, and we'd like to have all the bills paid if at all possible. But turn it over to God. Father, in this time of season, especially, we pray and we ask for our unseen audience. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in, God, somehow or another. You undergird them and lift them up above all the problem and above all their heartache. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you today. Sound and write to me this week. I'd love to hear from you. But until then, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
We appreciate each of you for your loving prayers, and we look forward to being with you again next week. And as we leave you today, always remember, there is something to believe in.